Good afternoon and welcome to Mars Bar. I'm your host, Marcy Latimer. And in fact, this is today, Sunday, April 24th, 2022.
You have joined us here on Mars Bar, brought to you by Eternal Affairs Truth Radio and eternalaffairsmedia.com with conservative radio host and recovering Californian. Now residing in the red state of Texas, introducing Marcy Latimer.
And again, thank you for joining me here on this Sunday, April 24th, 2022. Definitely, we want to say thank you for joining us. And of course, visit us at eternalaffairsmedia.com. Please consider dropping a donation, clicking on a sponsored link, or becoming a patron to support our shows. Always put God first and God bless you. And let me just start with a prayer. Heavenly Father, on this Sunday, I want to pray for those who are living in fear because of all the turmoil in the world today. I'm asking today that you would put the joy of living back in their hearts of your people. You tell us over and over again in your word to fear not, because you have the whole world in your hands. I ask that you bind the works of the enemy and set your people free from the spirit of fear that has the entire world in its grip. You, Lord, will take us through these difficult times we're living in, for the battle is yours. Help us today to encourage each other so that our faith might not rest on human wisdom, but on your power to control all things as the Holy Spirit continues to lead our way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for that. If you join me for that prayer, I just pray for America and pray for the world. But you know what? Some good news came out of Australia. Very interestingly, some really great news. They have lifted the mandates in Melbourne, Australia. Now, I don't know if it's all parts of Australia, but Melbourne, we got word of in church today. In fact, they read a letter to our church because we've been sponsors and we have a ministry over there in Australia. I've been praying for the last 2 years or over 2 years since the COVID closures have been taking place and the mandates and all the tyranny that's been going on over there in Australia. It seems like even worse than in America and other countries. So they wrote a letter saying that effective this Sunday, today, they're able to go to church, and they've been open to finally been able to go without masks and without the vaccine mandates in other parts of their city. And they're able to go to the store finally and not be put through all that tyranny. So this is great news. God is listening. Prayers work. And we have to continue to pray for the rest of the world. So this is great news. We just have to keep it coming. And of course, in America, as we know, this past week, the mask mandates were lifted April 18th, effectively, for the public transportation for airlines. They do not need to wear the masks anymore. So this is great news, too. The freedoms are finally being given back to the people. Now, mind you, if you feel comfortable in the mask, that's fine. Go for it. But the fact of the matter is, it should have been always about choice, and it was never constitutional. And the mandates should not have been forced upon anybody, whether that's masks or vaccines, whatever. So we need to pray that now the vaccine mandates will be lifted, because if the mask mandates were lifted, it's one thing at a time, but we're going to get back there and we're going to have that prayer work. So I fully believe in that, and God is in control. So just have faith, live in faith over fear, and keep it coming. So I just have wonderful news also for Eternal Affairs Media. We are very excited to let you know that every patriot, of course, out there, you know who Mike Lindell is, right? Oh yeah, I talk about him on the show all the time. Love Mike Lindell, my pillow guy. He's a true patriot. He's a truth seeker. Well, he's been courageous in his fight for being transparent for election fraud in the 2020 election. And he's fighting every day to prove it was fraud. And we know that. And our exciting news is we have partnered with Mike Lindell's MyPillow. And if you use promo code ETERNAL at MyPillow.com, you will receive up to 66% off. So support Mike Lindell as well as all of us here at Eternal Affairs Media by using promo code ETERNAL today. And you can also call 1-800-795-5993 if you want to put in that order of my pillow merchandise. And it's great, by the way. And I've been purchasing my pillow merchandise for years now with Mike Lindell. I have the My Pillows, my whole household does. We all do. We have the Giza Dream Sheets. They're fantastic. We have the towels. They're wonderful and plush, really nice quality brand, made in the USA, of course. And the latest purchase that I did was from my husband just a couple weeks ago for his birthday. I got him the My Slippers, and he loves them. They're very comfortable, and you can actually wear them outside as well. They have really thick soles. So anyway, great product, and you could get up to 66% off. So just use that code ETERNAL, ETERNAL, capital letters, and you can get that really great discount for your My Pillows, and of course, support Mike Lindell and America's truth seekers and patriots such as him. We love to support people like him in America. So he keeps up the good fight. And he was there at last night's Trump Save America rally in Ohio. And President Trump himself spotted Mike in the crowd and mentioned him. Of course, he always does. He's wonderful. So, you know, President Trump, he talked about so many wonderful things. And I took some quotes. I just always love watching his rallies, and they were really pumping up. I mean, a lot of people just saying, we love President Trump and we love America. They said, we love Mike when he pointed out Mike Lindell. I mean, just a lot of patriots there, thousands upon thousands of people. And it was great. So he basically said, he did say this. This is a quote. He says, our country is going to hell. Oh, yeah. And he said, Biden is not capable, as we know already, nothing we don't know, mentioning the past week how he has tried to shake hands with the air. If you've seen that viral video of the fraud in the White House, Biden, Clueless Joe, as I call him, he stands, gives his platform, whatever it is, at the podium, speaks about whatever it is, and then he turns with his hand out and shakes the air. There was nobody there. I mean, it's just really sad, just showing how he's completely incapable. I'm sorry. I don't mean to make fun of people with dementia. It's very sad. I do believe that he does have dementia. So I think it's just a sad state of affairs that this is the guy that they're having as the puppet, basically, in the White House, trying to pretend like he's our president. No. And he's also taking orders from the Easter Bunny. Yeah, so that video went viral, of course, also on Resurrection Sunday last week. I hope you had a wonderful holiday, by the way, on that Resurrection Sunday. But he did have the Easter egg roll at the White House that they always do. And the Easter Bunny was there. Oh, yeah. And basically started to direct Biden, because he started talking about Afghanistan. There was some audio clips of it. And as soon as that happened, people asked him questions other than, you know, the fun of the Easter egg hunt. The Easter Bunny grabbed him and just directed him somewhere else, because he doesn't want, whoever's in that costume does not want people to have this conversation with Biden, because it's showing how clueless he truly is. And it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. This is the world stage we're talking about, and everybody's making fun of us. It's terrible. We look very weak having that fraud in the office. And of course, Kamala, I can't even call her VP. I mean, it's disgusting. The whole thing's fraud. She's a cackling idiot. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be disrespectful, but honestly, it's just a sad state of affairs. It's embarrassing. She's evil anyway. She's very evil. So she just gets no respect from me. And she has no integrity. Everything out of her mouth is a lie, and you can't trust any of them. They all need to be impeached. They really do. They really do, because they're definitely not putting America first. That's for sure. And it's all about their agenda. And you know who there was? I don't know if it's true. I'm trying to find out if this is indeed true, who was in the Easter Bunny costume. But there is, it could be just a joke, but I wouldn't be surprised. It's a meme. And it's a picture that's going around of Obama in the costume and he's lifting the head of the Easter Bunny costume, and it shows him next to Biden, and sure enough, it's Obama. So, you know, I always said this is Obama's third term. And you know what? We don't know for sure if it was just a picture, you know, that was made to look like it was him. I don't know. But there could be something to look into. And I didn't have enough time to do some research on it, unfortunately, before I come on here today. But it would be something worth checking out because I just got the picture today. So I thought, oh, gosh, at least I can mention it. But we'll see. I mean, it's definitely something that could be happening. I wouldn't put it past Obama. I mean, he's been on record saying that he would like nothing more to be in the basement and have a third term. He went on talk shows saying that. There is footage of that. We know this. This is true. And this seems to be his extension of his presidency from 2008 to, you know, up until President Trump won in 2016. So this is definitely looking like more and more that the proof is there. Okay, so interestingly enough, speaking of Obama, now listen to this. This is video that was taken from 2007 before Obama came in office as president. And this was something that the media obviously didn't talk about. Well, Sean Hannity mentioned it, but nobody ever questioned this. Listen to this. Okay, listen. So as you can hear, that was 2007, and that was an ad that was basically going against him, of course, because they wanted to show that this is what he's about. And he even went on record and said, it is a good idea to teach sex ed in kindergarten. And this was 2007, and here it is 2022, and this is now being pushed to the forefront. And so therefore, what that means to me is, indeed, he got his wishes. This is what's happening in America. This is what is happening, and this is why they're doing that pushback, you know, from Governor DeSantis, who I call America's governor, by the way. In Florida, he's fantastic. Ron DeSantis, he has it right. He's got moral compass. Okay, so we need more governors like him who have moral compass, who have pushback against this disgusting perversion that they're trying to instill in our children at a very young age. And there's no reason for it. So Obama, yeah, there it is right there. Proof positive. He was for it and nobody cared. Nobody even thought about it at that time. And he made light of it and joked, but he indeed at the end, and as Sean Hannity mentioned in his clip, he said, this is part of the agenda. This is part of the curriculum. You heard it right there. Hopefully it was loud enough. I shared that with you. I mean, this is frightening, but this is also the guy who said he wanted to fundamentally change America. And you know what? He is doing that. As the person who is the puppeteer, the one that's pulling the strings. That's what I believe. And a lot of people believe that too. I don't think I'm alone in that. It's frightening, but he said it, and now it's all coming to fruition, and they're destroying America. As even President Trump said, our country is going to hell. I mean, this is not good at all. Let's see. He said last night, we have more oil in the USA, and now they, the administration, they're begging other countries for it. This is insane. This is insanity. Yet we were energy independent under Trump's administration. We had less expensive gas under him, and now it's just skyrocketed, and they are blaming Putin on everything. That is the Democrats' stronghold. They say their whole deflection. They always say, oh, it's Putin's fault. It's Putin's fault. No, because this was going on. The prices were skyrocketing as soon as Biden took away the Keystone pipeline, and that was the first thing he did. So we would not be energy independent, and all he needs to really do is put that back in place and put Trump's policies back in place, and we will be energy independent again. This is how I believe. But now, of course, it's too late. So this is, well, I don't know. I don't think it's ever too late. But unfortunately, what's happened in Ukraine and Putin, you know, Russia do have a little bit of an extension toward what's happening, but nothing to do with what they say. They believe, they are pretending like it started with that. No, it did not. And of course, they also are doing the climate change. Oh, he called it the climate change crisis hysteria. That's what President Trump used. Yeah, he said the climate change crisis hysteria. They of course, they want, these are other things that are going on that we need to be pushing back on. They want masks on, even though the mask mandate was lifted this week. Okay. They, of course, want to push it, and they're appealing it. They're appealing the decision because they want the mask on because they still can have mail-in ballots that way. And of course, we all know that that's what led to the election fraud of 2020, because we know President Trump won. And thank you. Thank you, Angel. And thank you, Lori, for entering the studio. Appreciate you listening. I have, of course, Republicans will also shut down the COVID mandates. That's the other thing. But the Dems want it to stay. Biden administration has also blown the border situation to bits. The wall would have been completely constructed and completed within a month, but they stopped it. I mean, they're just, the list goes on and on. The great things that Trump did and was so close to getting completed, and yet they completely destroyed that. The other thing that he talked about that I loved, they made him take the aptitude test. Remember, I mean, anything that he said that they questioned everything, but they don't even question anything Biden's doing yet. You know, here he is shaking the air and not remembering things and completely being, having even the Easter Bunny taking orders from. I mean, this is insane. And his own wife has to pull the strings too and say, oh, you have, you know, coax him to say things. You could see her whispering next to him. It's embarrassing. But they don't even ask to have him do the aptitude test. So funny thing is, they did with President Trump. He actually wanted to do it because he said that way he could prove how smart and capable he is of running the country. And he ended up acing it 100%. He scored 100%. And you know what? In fact, I have a little bit of the sound on that. So this is great. And what he said, I love it. This is fantastic. Listen to him. Yeah, so he basically said he thinks it should be mandatory for a president of the United States, a sitting president, to take that aptitude test, the cognitive ability test. Oh, and I agree. Absolutely. Absolutely. Why not? And I mean, what are they afraid of? They're afraid. That's why. they don't want to even have you hear that, you know, or even suggest it with Biden and his phony fraud of an administration who all need to be impeached. Because they're under fraud. They stole the election, first of all. So they're, therefore, they're not even legit. He also said the Truth the Vote. Watch for this. Truththevote.org. That is the website. It exposes the election fraud. And he said it's going to come out next week, no matter what. And Mike Lindell, of course, he's always been, you know, touting all the election fraud anyway for years. Dinesh D'Souza with 2000 Mule, that's coming out, of course. That movie I've been talking about. So many other things. But now the other one is truththevote.org. So check it out. And he said, what we really need is to only have same day voting and voting on paper ballots. So therefore, it's only one day. It's not extended out forever. It's not in paper. It's not in Dominion machines, which obviously have proven to be fraud. In fact, just this week, Mike Lindell came out with the Arizona. They're proving the lawsuit for Carrie Lake. She's in on it, who's running for governor of Arizona. She's fantastic, by the way. This is all good. This is what it is. It says this is huge. Not even a Democrat would oppose this unless they intend to cheat, of course. Masterful filing. Even this is basically saying there's the lawsuit that is by Carrie Lake and Mark Fincham in Arizona to prove of the voter fraud. Constitutional Attorney General Alan Dershowitz, even he says, this is his quote, "I am a liberal Democrat and I voted for Joe Biden and I am happy with the results of the election, but this is not about partisan politics. This is about whether or not votes are being properly counted. It also is about when you have a private company counting the votes, they have to be as transparent as the government." And that is a very good, wise quote from somebody who's liberal. So see, this is just proving that it's not just about party lines. This is about everybody who should be wanting election integrity. This is what we need. We need to get these lawsuits out there. We need to get the truth out. So everybody needs to listen and everybody should be on board with election integrity, no matter what side of the aisle you're on. And if you're not for that, then you're obviously hiding something. You're obviously hiding something. So there you go. By the way, Truth Social, of course, I finally got on, been on maybe a week and a half, I think. Yeah. So maybe I did get on. I don't know if my last show a couple weeks ago, I took Resurrection Sunday off, but the show before that, I believe I might have mentioned I was still on the wait list. So yeah, I finally got on. It took me a long time. I mean, I tried to get on the day it came out on President's Day and finally, you know, so I always said, just be patient. You will get on. Anyway, there you are. So I'm finally on. But I unfortunately like it, but I don't like that. I was hoping it was going to take the place of Facebook, but honestly, it really doesn't because it's more like a Twitter thing. So, and I was never on Twitter. So there you have it. But if you're still waiting, just be patient. You'll get on there one day and it is truth and they're not going to censor you. And that's great. So that's, speaking of Twitter, Elon Musk, of course, taking over, you know, the whole Twitter thing. Oh, it's going to be fun watching this. They're shaking in their boots about this. He's going to finally, you know, stand up for free speech. And that's what it's about. And that's great. So if people who are wealthy like him can use their wealth for good, such as making sure that free speech is allowed for everybody, no matter what side of the aisle you're on, then I say, yay, go for it. Nobody should be against that. Everybody should be wanting free speech. But see, again, the left seems to have been the ones that have shut down the right. That's what it seems like. So the liberals shutting down the conservative viewpoints, and we didn't do that for them. So everybody should be able, no matter if you're a liberal or a conservative, libertarian, independent, doesn't matter. You should be able to have free speech rights. And that's the point as Americans. So you shouldn't be shut down just because you have a difference of opinion. All right. So I'm all for that. One other thing I wanted to say, pray for California, AB 2223 bill. It is frightening what's happening. Sacramento, they are still on the cusp, have voting for this bill. And it looks like so far they're winning. The Dems are winning over there for, it's basically infanticide. Up to 28 days post-birth, they're allowing babies to be killed with this AB 2223. That makes me sick. It makes me sad. I cry for the babies. I say, save the babies. And I pray for the babies. So I just want everybody to pray for the babies and pray for that bill so it will not pass. But it looks like so far they've already passed the first stage of it. So I always look to Pastor Jack Hibbs. He was really on it. He talks about it a lot on his page. And if you're wanting to hear more about it, Pastor Jack Hibbs is the one who has a lot of information on that. But I just am disgusted by that. And just really, it's about evil. And it's good versus evil. And that's what it's about right now at this point. So we just have to pray for the babies. We, of course, here, as I had mentioned before, with the MyPillow situation, wonderful news. Use Eternal for your code if you're going to want to get up to 66% off and enjoy the discounts. And of course, we also can be you could do MyPillow.com/Eternal if you're interested. You can do that as well. So that's another way to get on board with getting that discount. So checking out Mike Lindell's products. We love it. And keep up the faith. Keep the faith that everything and the truth will prevail, and we are going to be on the right side. Thank you, everybody who joined me. I appreciate it, and have a blessed day. God bless.